up here on this stage. He's the one that I'm running against. He's the one that I wish would be here. He needs to be defending his record.
There was no clear winner last night during the debate. Both candidates had high and low points, but some pundits did give a slight edge to Nikki Haley. A 13-year-old Santa Rosa girl remains missing this morning after she was last seen leaving the Headwaters Academy in Petaluma yesterday about 12:30. Kazmira Azpod is 5 feet tall, weighs about 100 pounds with brown hair and hazel eyes. She was last seen wearing a red jacketed black hoodie, black sweatpants, and white Converse shoes. Anyone with information should contact the Petaluma police. Napa County announced its plan to meet long-term housing needs by building 3,844 new housing units across the county by 2031. That's more than twice the number built between 2015 and 2023. 70% of the units will be built in the city of Napa, with American Canyon having the next largest number of new houses. A body was found early yesterday morning in Petaluma near Casa Grande Road and Lakeville Highway. Paramedics and police responded, but pronounced the person deceased at the scene. They do not suspect foul play, and it did not appear that the person was hit by a car. Engine maker Cummins will recall 600,000 Ram trucks as part of a settlement with federal and California authorities that also requires the company to remedy environmental damage caused by illegal software that let it skirt diesel emission tests. Cummins had already agreed to pay a $1.675 billion civil penalty plus $325 million for pollution remedies. That brings Cummins' total penalty to more than $2 billion. And the iconic, nearly 100-year-old roadside restaurant Pea Soup Anderson's in the Santa Ynez Valley has closed its doors for good, according to multiple reports. Located just off the 101 freeway in Buellton, 3 miles west of Solvang, the famous eatery has been a must-stop eat destination for generations. The new owners say the building will be torn down and redeveloped. But never fear, the Split Pea Anderson's on I-5 in Santanella is still open and remains operational for that all-important pit stop on the way to Southern California. 802 at KZST, we need another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer David DeReddy. Hello there, David. How are those roads looking?
Good morning, Brett. We're looking pretty good. We do have one crash way out on West County, Alexander Road, Tamales, Petaluma Road. We're en route for that one, a solo vehicle off the roadway. Otherwise, no other crashes to report on, just some slowdowns on the freeway southbound out of the Windsor area. It's going to bottle up a little bit just prior to River Road northbound heading into Santa Rosa. We're backed up to Todd Road, and also southbound on the Cotati Grade heading towards Petaluma. Going to be slow through there. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David DeReddy on KZST.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams. Let's talk about Leo, a designer at Cocostico Home. On a recent trip to Cocostico, a lamp spoke to me and said it should be on the buffet in my dining room. I wanted to agree, but the chandelier is such a diva, it might object, saying the lamp doesn't belong there. So I asked Leo what he thought. He prides himself on learning my style and helping me to get the look I want. Leo has a way of making simple changes that bring the whole room together. Maybe a throw pillow and a lamp, or a new rug. He's pretty awesome. Design the look of your home like a pro with a pro from Cocostico. And the lamp and the chandelier, they're getting along great, always complimenting each other. Cocostico Home, sofas, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Visit Cocostico Home. Shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cocasdiko.com.
The Y is celebrating 70 years this month, so all month long, the join fee will be just $19.54. Since 1954, the Sonoma County Family YMCA has nurtured the potential of youth and teens, improved the community's health and well-being, and provided opportunities to give back and support neighbors. The Y believes everyone, regardless of age, income, or background, should have the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive. Join today online at scfymca.org.
From the community calendar, Windsor Wheels provides free rides for local homebound seniors. Volunteers drive seniors to their medical, social, and recreational appointments. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, three elite Russian fencers who fled the country after Russia invaded Ukraine are seeking to become U.S. citizens in time to represent America at the 2024 Olympics in Paris. They also have the backing of United States Olympic Committee and USA Fencing. And the Warriors lost to the Pelicans at home 141-105. They'll play the Chicago Bulls on the road on Friday. Your forecast, it's cold out there. We've got a frost advisory until 10 a.m. Sunny and cool for the afternoon with low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still cool, more low 30s. Keeping with the partly cloudy theme on Friday with low 50s. And finally this half hour, some good news for you. Selena Gomez will portray the 11-time Grammy Award-winning artist Linda Ronstadt in an upcoming movie about her life. The project is in pre-production and is being produced by Ronstadt's manager, John Boylan, and James Keach. Gomez apparently has been spending time with Linda Ronstadt in preparation for the role. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Helen.
KZST.
It's 8:09, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, 35 chilly degrees, some overcast skies, low to mid-50s on the way. I'm Debbie Abrams with this. Have you ever wondered California's, which cities were the wealthiest here in the state of California? Research done by travel bloggers, none here in Sonoma County, by the way, but I have the top five wealthiest towns in the state. Coming in at number five, Portola Valley. At number four, Los Altos Hills. Number three, Palo Alto. Number two, Hillsborough. And the wealthiest town in the state of California, number one, Atherton in Silicon Valley. And by the way, it is also ranked one of the most expensive zip codes in the entire country in Atherton. But I bet their wines aren't as tasty as the ones made right here in Sonoma County. They may have tech, but we have vino and Snoopy.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong, I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song. I belong with you, you belong with me, you're my sweet home. I belong with you, you belong with me, you're my sweet
County's KZST. Let's check traffic again. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer David Duretti in our Roner Park studio. How are those roadways?
Good morning, Debbie. Looking pretty good out there. We do have one crash way out on Tamales, Petaluma Road and Alexander Road. A solo vehicle crash out there, and CHP is on scene for that one, getting it all cleared up. For our slowdowns on the freeway northbound heading into Santa Rosa, we're backed up to Todd Road. And south of that on the Cotati grade, southbound heading into Petaluma, a bit slow through there. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. Walking on moonlight, and you pulled me close. Split second, and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna.
Of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes alone with no regrets. Let's
tuned in to 100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and I love, love, love my local theater. The 6th Street Playhouse is showing Fences. It debuts tomorrow night, runs through February 4th. And Saturday, you can check out Finding Nemo Jr., put on by the Young Actors Studio Theater. That'll be on stage at the California in downtown Santa Rosa. So much great local theater here.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
KZST, welcome to your Thursday in the California wine country. It is 8:20, 36 chilly degrees. Good morning.
Hello, we're Partnership Health Plan of California. We've been around for over 25 years, partnering with local doctors, your neighbors, maybe even you. Partnership is who we are. We're your partner in checkups.
In telehealth.
In cancer screenings.
In prenatal care.
In healthy families.
We're your partner in Medi-Cal.
We're your partner in health. Visit us at partnershiphp.org.
In California, we're on a journey to make energy cleaner, safer, and more reliable. At PG&E, our goal is to get there without leaving any family behind. We're undergrounding lines because it's safer and more affordable in the long run. We're helping our customers lower costs by choosing the right energy plan and taking control of their bills with predictable budget billing. As your hometown utility, we won't stop until we deliver the safe, reliable, renewable, and affordable energy you deserve.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill, Something Extra members get an exclusive digital offer on red seedless grapes. They're just $1.77 a pound, limit two bags when you clip your offer at Raley's.com or on the app. Savings you can count on in-store or online only at Raley's in Nob Hill.
KZST.
Thank you.
25, 36 degrees here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. And up next, a feature I call the Mishmash Minute, a hodgepodge of local information tidbits that may impact you in some way. First, Piner High School in Santa Rosa received grant funding to revitalize its campus garden, got some help from the national organization called the School Garden Network. Piner was the only high school in the county to receive funding, along with four local elementary schools. Also, well-known author and psychic John Edward makes his return to Sonoma County, hosting a presentation called Crossing Over. Sunday afternoon, he'll be back on stage at Santa Rosa's Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. That's psychic John Edward. And wrapping up the Mishmash Minute, Pigs and Pino. Tickets now on sale for Chef Charlie Palmer's popular event. Takes place March 15th through the 17th with top chefs doing pork dishes served with top Pinot Noirs. Also, you can attend the Tournament of the Pig and the Ultimate Pinot Smackdown. Tickets are now available for Pigs and Pinot.
Sonoma County. It's Thursday, July the 11th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:30. I'm Brent Allen. Cool and crisp out the door this morning. We are sitting at 36 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom.
Well, this is a very sad day for my team and everyone here.
That is Dee Byrne, president of Palisades Tahoe, addressing the media. The Placer County Sheriff has released the name of the person killed in yesterday's avalanche at Palisades, and he's